Welcome to Mind Over Matter with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. I share stories of insight, personal experience, ways in which I and others have overcome obstacles, and the importance of perseverance. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to episode number 120. This week, I want to share with you the topic about, do you ever get caught up in the woulda, coulda, shoulda, or do you ever sit back and think that you should be further along, or you should be married, or you should be this, or you should be that? Number one, stop shoulding all over yourself. I know how easy it is to get caught up in the comparative trap. If your friends are married or in relationships, or maybe your friends own houses, or maybe they're working up the corporate ladder, or you come from a home where you were expected to be a doctor or an attorney or a dentist or whatever it may be, and you've gone down a completely different path. I just want to share this with you. If you ever catch yourself thinking that you should be somewhere else, anywhere else than exactly where you are right now, you're not alone. But I want to help you get to the mindset where you're okay with being exactly where you are, that you're trusting the process, you're trusting your journey, and you're letting life happen. I believe along the way, we get caught up in this woulda, coulda, shoulda, and we end up resisting life. We resist what's happening to us because we want to be somewhere else. But whatever you resist persists. I feel like I've wasted a lot of time being in the present moment, wishing I was somewhere else. And that is not a way to live. As the saying goes, the only time we have is right now, and that's why it's called the present. What has helped me to get out of the woulda, coulda, shoulda, or blaming, or feeling guilty, or behind, or wishing, or hoping that I was anywhere other than I am right now, has been meditation, has been literally learning to trust and have faith in life's process, and know that my desires, whether it be a relationship, or a bigger house, or that white kitchen, or children, or whatever it may be, that it's awesome and amazing to have those desires. But if you don't sit in gratitude for what you have right now, those things aren't going to make you happy. When you can be 100% totally and fully content in the now, and rather than resist those things that you want by pushing them away, by focusing on the lack, when you can get in the mindset of being that content right here, right now, and grateful for everything you have, and again, trusting life's process, then you release the resistance. You can release those lack thoughts and all of your desires can come to you like that. This isn't woo-woo, airy-fairy. I'm literally speaking to you from experience. I can also speak to you from experience of pushing or trying to force those things. And I believe that's what got me into the fast track of a relationship, ended up getting engaged because I was so tied up in the Pinterest life, the ideal vision I had, and I wanted everything to fall into place. But what I learned from that experience is when you force things, they don't happen naturally. And obviously, haste does really make waste. We are all on our own journey. We are on our own path. And what I want you to take away from this is wherever you are exactly right now at this moment is where you are supposed to be. Whatever city you're in, whatever job you're in, whatever financial status in, you are supposed to be there. And if whatever situation you're currently in isn't your ideal, this is your time to sit back, take a moment, slow down, quiet all the outside chatter, all of the distractions, the comparison, the BS, and get back to square one. Where do you want to be? What do you want to have? What do you want to be doing? And if you're not in that current state, then you need to figure out a way to close the gap on where you are to where you want to be. I've had a lot of help along the way, and some things that have really truly helped me are obviously personal development books or videos. I love having a high vibing tribe. I have multiple masterminds and accountability groups. But honestly, what has really helped me is coaching. And what coaching does is it gives an outside perspective. It's, you know, they give you a bigger picture. A coach holds you accountable. A coach calls you out on your BS stories, your BS beliefs, and they help you create that roadmap to get you from where you are to where you want to be. I also love speaking about YOLO, and that is you only live once. Stop waiting to go on that trip you've been dying to go on. Stop delaying to do the things you want to do, because the truth is, tomorrow isn't guaranteed. And if you're saving for a rainy day, what if that rainy day never happens? And most importantly, through all of this, don't take life so seriously. Life is meant to be joyful and happy and literally whatever you want it to be. If your life is full of stress, worry, feeling anxious, lack, debt, I have to tell you, you've created all of that and you can turn all of it around. The best part about realizing you are 100% in control of your life, your reality, everything that you're going through, is to know that you may not always end up where you thought you were going, but you will always end up where you are meant to be. Trust me, I'm 33 years old. I did not think that I would be where I'm at 33, but now that I am here and looking back, I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. I wouldn't have wanted to be married in my 20s or raising babies at 20-something. I've lived an amazing life, and I've had great experiences and been liberated and busted outside of my comfort zone. And now looking back, maybe none of that would have happened. And, you know, who knows what the fork in the road may have been, but I am trusting that I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I want to leave you with this. Trust the timing of your life. Trust your journey. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode. To connect with me further, you can find me on Facebook, Heather Hakes. I am also on Instagram as heather.hakes. And I even have a YouTube channel. Guess what? Heather Hakes. I'll catch you on the next episode.